off. I get off in my feet. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Best show on the radio. Thank you for listening. 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube, as we always are. You know, we appreciate our YouTube viewers. Jack, let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Ah, the funniest things that I heard while we were off is today's top five at five.
Okay.
Starting at number five, I'm not sure what was going on here.
Okay.
But on the post-game show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, they went down to the locker room, or go down to the tunnel, check in with Ashlyn Sullivan and Dave Zangaro. Dave Zangaro. And I don't know how this happened, but someone was snoring in the middle of their hit. Listen to this.
I don't think he's going to regret his decision. We know how important it is for these players to go in healthy into the playoffs, but that is now going to be the dominating question because you have the Lions handle business, and you could not handle business here in Philadelphia. The two seed was up for the taking, but I think this all boils down to, and no one should be surprised by this, the difference between...
Holy cow, man.
So where was that coming from?
That's what I can't figure out.
Can you call? Do you have? Can we get Ashlyn on?
I'll text her.
I mean, she works here. You know?
She's not going to tell you that. That had to be coming from somebody who left a mic up back in the studio.
How about this? She needs to tell me. She can't tell me. Because I mean, it's so fine if she says, look, I don't know. Or it's fine if she lies right to me.
Right.
But so you think it was back at the studio. It couldn't have been next to them because it was too loud.
I don't think so.
Was it Michael B. getting a...
No, Michael B. set them up.
Oh.
I mean...
So he wasn't asleep.
No.
Was everybody else awake on the panel?
Where's Rube? I mean, look, this is a hearty snore, too.
Two seed was up for...
Well, it's here in the throat.
I wonder if she could hear it.
It's... That, you know, that's the kind of snore that you have your head back.
You know what it reminds me of?
And it's like plain snoring.
It reminds me... Have you seen the clip? And I actually remember seeing this live. Have you seen the clip with J.J. Redick? When he was on First Take, he was still on ESPN, and he's going through his basketball analysis, but he's in a different site.
Okay, right.
And they're back at the studio.
Yeah,
or it might be vice versa. Either way, Kendrick Perkins was breathing heavy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And JJ, in typical JJ fashion, he's like, Perk,
are you okay?
What's with the heavy breathing?
If it was just that, I could understand it. But that was a full-on snore mixed in the middle.
Well, here's the big question. Where was Eric Snow?
Where was Eric Snow? Yeah. How do you fall asleep in the middle of a game?
Please don't let that be Barrett. Was that a halftime thing?
No, that was after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody had to be awake, right? That was not Barrett.
Do you want me to call her now, or do you want me to call her after the top five?
Well, after the top five,
but it's a big story that we need to break on the air.
Yeah, we couldn't get scoops to tell us the fart passed gas. Yes,
we couldn't get Clarkie on. He also worked at NBC.
All right.
Number four.
That's a good one.
My fourth favorite thing that I heard while we were off. I love how much in the head of Hunter Brody this show is.
Oh, really?
He got himself all worked into a lather about gunning for everyone's job here again. And I think he stepped in it once again. Here's Broads.
You don't want to have goals?
Got to have goals. Now, I wasn't thinking in particular of that meaning I'm...
Gunning for
other humans here, right? But maybe that's a, you know what? Maybe that's sort of like being in the locker room, and you know, microphones are in your face after a game, and they start saying things, right? And the media is in your face, and then you say something and you don't realize when you go back to social media, everybody took it the wrong way and went, "Damn, that is not my intention. That is not what I meant." You know. Maybe that was a learning experience for me.
You weren't thinking about kicking Spike out of the seat?
No! I love Spike!
You want to take over when he...
When it's necessary.
When he takes a step back.
Whenever life happens.
Yes.
And things happen.
Yes.
He's going to have a retirement tour where he puts in 50 years of greatness.
Right.
He'll be 100, Uh-huh. And he'll be like, you know what? Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that moment,
when his jersey...
If that's my time.
Right. When his jersey goes into the rafters,
uh-huh.
That's your time.
Maybe.
That's what you're thinking. And,
but, because I don't want to get in trouble here either, if it's someone else's time, then I respect whose time it is. Maybe it's not my time then. Maybe it's someone else's time. Someone here is waiting for
that chair. Oh, man, this poor guy.
Maybe it's their time.
He don't know where to
That's
go.
All. All right, because God forbid this backfires this guy. That's 215-592-949. I'm sweating. I'm cornered and they're not even here. I'm somehow cornered again and I'm alone. I'm just never bringing this up again. This is uncomfortable.
Well, and another thing, you know who else is on the list? Deep Voice Luke.
DVL, yeah, you're in here too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's trying to make it okay. You know, he's talking about my retirement tour. I'm 49. Well, when do you
got here 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, and it's not like, you know, after a game, you know, you're a mic in front of you. Your job is being in front of a mic. After a game, their job is the football. Your job is talking. You sent it to a reporter, and then you doubled down on it to my face. What are you talking about?
He did put himself in a corner.
He did. Yeah. He always does.
You heard? You heard the octave go up.
Always does.
You're
damn right.
You could see him realizing, "Oh God,
I did it again."
Yes.
He thinks you weren't paying attention on New Year's Eve at 4:35.
Yep.
I got people listening.
Yep.
All right. My third favorite thing I heard while off is one of our favorites, Dirty Rube.
Ooh.
Made a little appearance again today on the morning show. They're coming back from break. I guess one of his favorite songs were on, and he started singing.
On the ship, fantasize.
Go falsetto,
Ruben. All your dreams will come true miles away.
You have to get way up there, though, dude.
That's way up.
I used to be able to flip it out there.
Around 14, 13, we all, 14.
Correct. Before they dropped.
Whoa. See, he caught himself the first time because he almost said, I used to be able to get up there.
Yeah,
and he caught himself, but then he went right back to it.
Yeah.
Used to be able to get up there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh, Rube? You can't get up there anymore?
Before they drop.
Before they drop.
Yeah.
Before they drop.
And trying to sing Philip Bailey is...
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
For anybody.
For anyone.
Yes.
Yes, yes. My second favorite thing that I heard while off takes us to the Eagles broadcast over the weekend.
Oh, God.
Where speaking of, you know, not being able to get out.
Yep.
Mike Quick.
Wow, Dirty Mike Quick.
Who,
oh, I didn't hear this.
Who would have thought?
Jahad Campbell came through the hole. He he's trying to get penetration into that backfield. Oh. Just happens to hit the wrong hole.
Oh.
And Kwaski Merritt went out the other hole.
Oh, no.
Drop it back.
Oh, no.
He knew it, too.
He couldn't get out of it.
I couldn't get out of it.
Yep.
Jahad Campbell came through the hole. He's trying to get penetration into that backfield.
Just happens
to hit the wrong hole.
Oh.
And Kwaski Merritt went out the other hole.
Oh.
Drop it back.
Merrill, straight.
Total bro.
Straight ahead.
Dropping back.
Straight ahead.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. That is an all-timer.
Hit the wrong hole.
Yeah.
We finally got Mike Quick.
Yep.
We finally got him. But my favorite thing I heard while off, and I never thought I'd have to hit Ala Abdelnaby with a pause.
Uh-oh.
But it's going to be in the running for drop of the year in 2026.
Oh, wow. Already?
Already.
Okay.
Here's Saturday night against the Knicks.
Mike Brown, a Harley Davidson bike rider. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Got to.
Interesting.
When I was doing radio in the Bay Area back in the day, Mike Brown was always a great guest. And, you know.
Does he have a hog?
He does.
Wow.
Hold on. Does he have a what?
Does he have a hog?
A hog?
A hog.
Does he have a hog? Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He meant motorcycle, of course.
Yes. Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Man. That's a good one. Does he have a hog?
And then Kate just kept going. She didn't acknowledge. Yeah, she is a professional. Does he have a
breaking news?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, God.
Not Eagles related.
Oh.
Okay.
But the Ravens and longtime decorated head coach John Harbaugh are parting ways.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. After days of discussion.
Wow. That is huge. After you have that Lamar Jackson article. Like 3 weeks ago, that's when people started wondering that there was a fracture there, and you know that they are making a choice between the quarterback and the head coach.
The head coach is usually going to lose.
18 years.
When it's a two-time MVP.
18 years.
Yeah.
That John Harbaugh was a head coach for the Baltimore Ravens.
Hmm.
By the way, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. The big winter sale goes through January now. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or to go to goguida.com. But John Harbaugh, if he wants to keep coaching, will have his choice.
I was trying to think of what's a good spot for him.
The Giants.
Oh, that's a good hire. Poor Mike Kafka went and won those games. They're like, look, guys, I can win.
Do it. Yeah. No, you're right.
That's a good culture setter.
Stefanski, stop, man.
He didn't hear it.
Yeah. Stefanski is going to be, for somebody who wants an offensive-minded coach to come in to work with Jackson Dart, I'm sure he'll be a highly sought-after candidate.
Stefanski could even go to Baltimore.
Ah, I didn't even think about that.
You know?
Ah. Matter of fact, I would go to Baltimore. Would I go to Baltimore or the – see, if I go to the Giants, I got to deal with the Eagles.
Well, the other thing with the Giants is now I know coaches, you know, you got to win, whatever, but they got to win now.
Now,
so do the Ravens, but you're working with a quarterback who's already
at least is already there. Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. Another opening.
How about that?
Maybe that's a Petullo spot.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, my man Harbs, man. Where my man Harbs going to go?
I know.
I don't know.
That's a big one.
That is.
That's a huge one. Yeah, you hit the breaking news. I get scared every time you hit the breaking news.
Most people do.
You never know what you're doing.
So which day are we going to get the breaking news sounder that the Phillies and JT Realmuto have agreed on a three-year contract worth $47 million?
Dreading the day.
It's soon. It's soon.
It feels inevitable.
Yeah, it's soon.
Yeah.
It's soon. It's this week or next.
Yeah, well, they're already putting out like all these catchers they might go after.
Oh, yeah, they're lying.
Bichette.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Four.
Like, it's a different...
They're not getting Bichette. They're just signing JT Realmuto.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, sure.
And Bohm's hitting four.
Running back.
I know. They probably will.
They won 96
They
games.
Did. I forget that. Yes.
Yeah. Are we getting Ashlyn to...
Well, I tried to call.
Oh, okay. Keisha in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Keisha?
Oh, what up? You don't remember me, do you?
Well, should I
remember you?
Should I remember should I remember you by, have you called?
Right. So you know, you like father, like son, right?
Well, okay.
Right, yeah.
Are you being...
What up, Ike? What up, bro?
What's up, Keish? Listen.
How you doing?
Listen.
So you know I'm on here. I'm ready to back Jalen Hurts. Like
I know it. I know it. So before you get into that, she is a, Keisha is a longtime caller.
Right.
To the WIP. Took a break. She used to love calling your dad.
Oh,
at times.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
Right.
You haven't called me.
Yes. She used to love calling your dad.
Okay.
Because you a hater.
And so when I was with Howard, hold on real quick, Keish.
Howard was a laptop.
The biggest Allen Iverson fan in the city.
Okay.
Yes.
She is the biggest Allen Iverson fan.
Yes.
And that's what her and your dad used to argue about a lot also.
So, wait a minute. So I'm a hater, but he's not a hater?
Who not a hater?
Howard?
You heard what I just said, like father, like son.
Okay, so why haven't you called me? That's the question.
You a nitwit, bro.
Like,
you a nitwit.
Okay.
You understand? I'm going to tell you why you a nitwit.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You said you will be upset if we won 16-13. Am I correct?
I did not say I would be upset. No, that is not what I said.
What'd you say then? What'd you say?
I said that if we're talking about getting through the playoffs, and my questions are about the offense, a win is a win. But if we cannot move the ball against this San Francisco defense, that it would raise questions about their ability to win through the rest of the playoffs.
All right. Can I say something?
Go ahead, sweetie.
Can I say something, bro?
Yeah.
What is our identity? That's how we win this year. We win with defense, bro.
Yep.
You know what Jalen said, even though he got the Super Bowl MVP? He said we won the Super Bowl because of our defense.
Well, he's right.
Okay, then. So why y'all keep talking about offense? If my defense can stop the other team from scoring...
You can't win the game nothing to nothing.
No,
you got to score points.
We just won the game 12-13.
We did.
And y'all still talking about Jalen Hurts. I'm going to tell you some things in that game that Jalen did that I know Josh Allen wouldn't have done. When he was down there and out in zone, Josh Allen would have took that safety, bro.
Oh, yeah.
If
Josh Allen stinks. He is terrible.
Oh, we do agree on something.
Yeah, he's definitely not the best player in the NFL.
Oh, we do agree on something.
Yeah. He would have much rather, you know, when Josh Allen was busy taking the imaginary safety, Jalen was busy not completing a pass for a whole half for the second time this year.
So that's not his fault. That's not his fault.
Right. Yes, of course.
All right, let me ask you a question, Spike. You know so much. When is somebody going to ask Kevin Petula, when is they going to run Tank Bisbee? Is he going to run him?
He's been...
We need him.
They were asked... Elliot asked Nick Sirianni about him in the very first question of the press conference yesterday.
No. I don't need y'all to ask Nick Sirianni. I need y'all to ask Kevin Petula.
Okay. Well, you should tell somebody who talks to Kevin Petula because
well,
I do not.
Well, if anybody listening to me, if somebody asks Kevin Petula, we got two dynamic running backs.
You know what? You are so disrespectful to Saquon Barkley, the guy who, you know, you mentioned the defense.
I'm not.
Yes, that's so disrespectful. You know what? We should get Tanner in there for a bunch of plays, too.
Who?
Tanner.
He stunk up.
If we got to get Tank Bigsby in, even though we have no disrespect to Saquon, maybe when we need to throw the ball, maybe we should just put Tanner in some.
Something in my mouth that I didn't say.
Well,
Pause.
Yeah.
Like, let me say something. Can I say something about the Sixers?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what we agree on, Spike.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't stand Joel Embiid, bro.
I'm not there with you.
Spike, the number one Embiid hater, yeah.
He fall more than Allen Iverson did, bro. And he is center. I'm not understanding that. I call him Sloppy Joe. Hey,
that's not a bad nickname.
It's a good one.
Sloppy Joe without the bread. I love you, Ike Reese.
I love you, sis.
All right.
Hey,
love you, Keisha.
Okay. Now, she was a classic caller back in the day, man.
She came in hot there.
Her and your dad used to go back and forth a lot, man.
Well, we can, you know, they say that we are not journalists here. They say that we don't do any investigative work, but that is not true. As we bring on Ashlyn Sullivan to help solve this mystery of the audio we played. Hey, Ashlyn.
What are you guys getting me into now?
Well, so Jack just played us this clip of you and Dave Zingaro doing a what do you call it in TV? Where you guys, a stand-up. You guys doing a stand-up?
A live hit.
Live hit. And we heard snoring, and we're curious if you know where the snoring was coming from.
Well, I do know, and I'm a little offended that a lot of people think somehow when I was talking live on TV that it was me. Like, how is that even possible?
How is that even possible?
That could happen.
Well, maybe you're a ventriloquist. I don't know. You didn't look like you were snoring. The big question is, Ike said it's Barrett Brooks.
No.
Did not say that.
I'm going to tell Barrett you said that, Ike.
Ike said it. So who was snoring?
So it was Rube, and it wasn't a snore.
Oh, God.
It was, we're scrambling, the game has ended, we start the show, everyone's running to the set, it's live TV. So it was just Rube a little out of breath, which, hey, happens to the best of us.
Out of breath. That sounds very Eric Snow. You know, when we asked Eric Snow about falling asleep, he was like, nah, somebody was talking in my ear. I was distracted. And I was like, nah, I've been distracted before. He's not. Wow.
Could you hear it while you were doing it or no?
No, I had no idea. We were locked in trying to give some analysis. I had no idea that was happening, which maybe it was in my ear and I just didn't notice.
Oh.
And then I heard about it after.
Wow.
I got to tell you, Ashlyn, that the very fact that you gave it up, which I'm surprised. I didn't think you would tell.
That was like
who it was.
That was like Howard with the
That's
Alshon
exactly
Jeffrey
what it
moment.
Was. That's exactly what it was. That puts you in the lead.
I love my guy, Rube. He'll admit it. It happens.
Eagles insider of the year.
Yeah, or the belt. Which one is
this? Oh, she's definitely in competition for the
100%.
Belt. Yes, yeah. 100%.
This is classic.
Wow.
Classic. I mean, it was such a, I said it sounded like a snore of somebody next to the airplane whose head is back.
Right.
You know, it's
like. No, it was not that intense, guys.
No, it was.
Hold on. We do need to play the audio.
Yeah, let her hear.
Out of breath.
I don't think he's going to regret his decision. We know how important it is for these players to go in healthy into the playoffs, but that is now going to be the dominating question because you have the Lions handle business, and you could not handle business here in Philadelphia. The 2 seed was up for the taking.
There it is. That's the one. That's the...
And I know exactly what she's talking about because I've done that show a couple times.
Yeah.
And you're right. When you're rushing to the studio to get set up,
yeah,
that can happen. So her saying Rube,
please let them know.
Yeah. Her saying Rube may have been a little out of breath. I definitely could see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never heard people breathe before. That is you've definitely, this is gaslighting.
Yeah.
This is gaslighting. That's what this is. I finally.
Put some respect on Rube.
I have more respect for Rube than pretty much anybody that covers the team. I have tons of respect for Rube. Honestly, I have questions about how compelling you are.
That's my fault. You're right. The 2 seed conversation. Here we go again.
2 seed was up.
There it is. All right, Ashlyn. Thank you.
Thank you, Ash.
I'm glad I solved the mystery.
There she is, the great Ashlyn Sullivan.
Yes.
Just gave it up so quickly.
I did not expect that. That did feel like the Howard, Alshon Jeffries.
You know who it is? What the hell?
Alshon.
This is Alshon Jeffries. Asha Jeffrey.
That's still one of the classic moments.
Oh, no, yeah, hugely that's a classic moment. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, why not?
He sounded like he was half asleep.
Well, because they were on the West Coast.
Yes, they had just gotten back that morning.
Well, and I remember.
It was after the Dallas game.
And
I think they played Dallas on Sunday night.
Yeah, either way.
They wound up coming back. They didn't get back to that early that morning.
Still on 7 a.m. Monday morning on 2 hours of sleep.
And I was program director at the time. And I remember somebody, hey, did the Eagles call you? I was like, oh, you don't think they have Howard's number? you don't think they're going to call him?
Wow.
They don't need to talk to me. Trust me.
That was awesome.
Oh, so good. All right.
Rube, out of breath, man.
Yeah, out of breath. Okay.
That makes sense, though.
Spider. Out of breath and sleeping.
2 seed was up.
Oh, God. I would say it's more likely he was out of breath than sleeping.
Yes.
I would usually agree. What was that, though?
I don't know. Breathing?
Yeah.
I want to get checked out.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get back to the show.
215-592-9494. We will come back. What we're going to do next? Oh, right. One of their own, one of New York's own, talking about what a bad sports city New York is. Finally.
How about that?
Finally, someone agreeing with me. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who's never asleep on the job? John Ashdale, the cars are. No, he and his staff will be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed waiting for you at Colonial Hyundai right there in Downingtown, Route 30. They got everything you need, and they're going to solve whatever problem you have, right? So it's a problem that's, I can't find the Hyundai I want. Well, at Colonial, they have hundreds of brand-new Hyundais in stock every day. Palisades, Konas, Tucson's, whatever you need. Your problem is, what if this happens with my car? What if that happens with my brand-new Hyundai? Well, every brand-new Hyundai at Colonial is coming with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And whatever other issue you have, financial, the best trade incentives they have. You're guaranteed $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. The lowest financing. Colonial is where you got to go. Brand new dealership. Check them out. As I mentioned, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.